it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Back in mid-April, the Orioles put together a three-game winning streak on the road. And tonight in Toronto, they'll try and put together a four-game winning streak on the road. Play the Blue Jays again tonight. Wade Miley will take on right-hander Marcus Stroman. Last night was about Kevin Gausman early in the game, the Oriole bullpen late in the game, and some early Orioles offense in the game last night. Buck Showalter and the Geico manager's report right after this.
Right back in Toronto tonight, Orioles here looking for a fourth consecutive victory on the road, and we are with skipper Buck Showalter. This is the manager's report. That sounds good, huh? Four straight on the road? Sounds pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you know the path to the playoffs is by who you have to play well on the road, Joe, so that's been good lately.
Kevin Gausman last night, how good was he?
He had good command of his fastball and made them honor that and allowed the changeup to come into play a little bit. A couple of breaking balls, but the command of the fastball really separated Kevin last. I thought that last night. I think the double play ball he got in the first inning was big, just like the walk that Jonesy got was big in the first inning. Kind of gets forgotten at the end of the game.
And then the second inning, the strike him out, throw him out double play too.
Yeah, I couldn't. You know, they didn't run on the 3-2 with Martin double play in the first, but they ran there. We were fortunate. We got another double play there.
Yeah. You mentioned fastball command with a lot of pitchers. It's all about fastball command. Kevin Gausman, after the game last night, was saying he's trying not to be as fastball happy as he was earlier in the season. What does he mean by that?
Well, he's completely reliant on it. You know, you want to not have a I think you see he's in the top five of right-handed hitter success against. You know, there's some reverse split guys in the league. We just faced one in Odorizzi. But I think the command, if he commands the fastball like he's capable of, that won't happen. He's going to be able to present himself against left and right-hand hitters. But I think Kevin wants to give them more to think of. I think he knows that more is not always better. Everybody comes out of high picks with a lot of velocity. It's what they do with that velocity that matters.
Yeah, Kevin, after the game last night, too, was talking about the fact that against right-hand hitters, and before the game last night, they were hitting like 371 against Kevin Gausman, as you well know. But he said he's now on the right-hand side of the pitching rubber. He says it's working. How does that work? Or could it be maybe just doing something different and it's working?
Well, there's a lot of things that, you know, when people are having trouble doing something, they do make some moves around on the rubber. Some of it is I think a little bit of a shtick. It's still about, okay, there's your target. I'm a professional thrower of the baseball to a target. That's what they call a pitcher. Mm-hmm. And but it does, if it happens to help them mentally, I know Roger's always working with these guys, work days, whatever, trying to find something that might help them. At some point you go, where do you want to stand? And quite frankly, Joe, some of that's a little gimmicky. Some of it does matter. Some of it you do need to pay attention to, and we try to look at all that stuff. But it's still about you taking your arm and throwing it to a target. That's kind of what pitchers do for a living.
Again, back in Toronto with skipper Buck Showalter as we continue with the manager's report. And, Buck, you alluded to it. Adam Jones getting that walk in the first inning last night. We talked about it on the broadcast. I think he's had like three walks in his last 116 plate appearances. But it set Trumbo up in that inning.
Well, but he's also on a pace to walk more than he ever has in his career. So you look at half full, half empty. So is John Scope. We got three guys on a pace to walk more than they ever have in their career. So on a given stretch, it may not look particularly good. Very much like Manny's bunt in Tampa, kind of thought set up the whole inning. People may look at you and scratch your head, but there's such a karma change in a game when you have a long at bat and you win that bat with the walk.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the game tonight. Wade Miley is about to make his 16th start of the regular season. Your thoughts on Miley right now? Are you happy with the way he's given you a chance to win games?
For the most part. Wade will tell you it could always be better. He wants to pitch well every time out. It's going to be a tough lineup for him tonight with all the right-hand hitters. But left-hand stars in big leagues have to know how to defend themselves against right-handed hitters. But, Wade, as his body of work has been pretty good, all things considered. It's another guy that's pitching as well as he has in his career, if you look at it. And I think Roger and him have really hit it off. There's three or four of our guys are having their best year, if you really look at it, under Roger.
Let me ask you, is anything new on Tillman's baby being born? What do you think?
Well, it's kind of I talked to him yesterday. I'm not going to walk up to him every day. In fact, I think she would have more to say about it. But, when she needs him there, he'll go. And that's just set in stone. And we've got plans in place to cover him. It's when he goes.
All right. Final question about the bullpen tonight. Great work last night. Anybody tonight you'd like to stay away from?
Oh, sure. I'd like to have a nine-inning shutout tonight by him, but by Miley. But, you know, those things I don't broadcast, but we were able to keep everybody shortened up because they all did their job, and we've had a couple of pitchers get further into the game, which makes our bullpen better. You know, I talked to Zach today. He's got back-to-back outings starting tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then he'll take one more there. So it'll be nice to add him down there with Darren and Mike and Brocky and the rest of our guys.
It would be nice. Game two coming up in Toronto.
Darren O'Day, since his return, has made three appearances. He's gone three scoreless innings and allowed just a couple of base runners. Darren O'Day and Jim Hunter, they will visit, and I think they're going to talk College World Series, too, when we continue on the Orioles Radio Network.
And at Rogers Center, game two of this three-game series, Orioles and Blue Jays, last night in Omaha, Nebraska, the University of Florida beat LSU 6-1 to win the College Baseball World Series, its first-ever national championship. Up next, we'll visit with Florida baseball alum Darren O'Day on the Orioles Radio Network.
Orioles and Blue Jays back at it tonight, middle game of three here in Toronto, and I am pleased to be talking to the happiest Gator in all of Birdland, Darren O'Day, whose alma mater, the University of Florida, won the College World Series championship last night. And by the way, beat Kevin Gausman's LSU team in the championship game. Now, as a Gator who's been in the NCAA championship game, you got to be beaming.
Absolutely. It was really exciting. We had a hard time watching the game here. We're obviously currently in Canada. So we had to do some internet magic to be able to watch the game. We watched it in clubhouse, stayed after. I really enjoyed the victory, man. It was awesome. It just reminds you of all the passion that you had, well, I still have for baseball, but it's a different kind of realm in college. And the work they put in, you know, early morning weightlifting and having to go to study hall and just the all-encompassing nature of college baseball. You can see that come through when they finally won it all.
It has to be especially meaningful for you as an alum because you played in the championship game in 2005 and came up short. This year's team, the first championship ever in Florida history, despite that fabulous program. So as an alum, you were so close. So these guys got it.
Yeah, it's been a really top program for a long time. And we've been to three finals, and we've never even won before this year. We never even won a championship game, you know, in that championship best of three series. So yeah, I went to the College World Series in 2005. We weren't really, you know, we were a good team, but we weren't really expected to be in the finals. But we had some really good timely pitching and hitting, and we made it to that final series, lost to Texas in two games. They beat us twice, unfortunately. But up to that point in my life, that was the most fun I ever had playing baseball, and probably it still is. It's just a different kind of fun because it's the guys you've been working with for so long, and you, for that week you're in Omaha, or 2 weeks we were there, you feel like you're on top of the baseball world. You know, you get police escorts and people want your autographs for the first time ever, really, and it's crazy for a college kid and exciting, and for them to go on that big stage and win it all, I'm just so happy for all the kids.
And for someone like you, I mean, you were cut early in your career at Florida, then you changed your delivery to what you have now, I'm guessing, with the sidearm delivery. Not only made it all the way back, you became the closer. It had to be gratifying to realize your dream, because when we're in college, you really never know what the future holds. You live in the moment, and at least in that moment, you got to play for a championship.
You're right. Here's a little trivia for you. I've gotten to play for the national championship in high school, college, and pro ball, and lost all three of them. So
the future's bright.
I'm getting chances there, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I actually lost track of what the heck you asked me. I'll be honest with you, just thinking about my three chances there to win something. But yeah, it's a fun time to do it, and it says a lot about the fortitude of that team and the program that Kevin O'Sullivan has built there. They just keep churning out top prospects every year, and people want to come there and play. And obviously, they go to Omaha, it seems like, but it's been 3 years in a row now, so I could see why the kids want to come there.
All right, are you needling Kevin Gausman, or are you being respectful because you've won?
You know, I had some I did a little bit of gloating today, and he said, oh, yeah, you know, kind of unimpressed. He said, is that your first one? I say, what do you guys have, eight or something? He's like, yeah, I think so. So going to play at LSU is a unique experience going there. That was my first SEC UA series, so I remember that very clearly. It was a lot of fun. They have a ton of passion, and it's a great program. But, you know, the reptiles beat the mammals this time.
Darren, you're back. You've been in three games since coming off the DL. The team will get Zach Britton back next week. Brad Brock is pitching fabulous. Michael Givens is pitching fabulous. Richard Blyer is pitching fabulous. Can you see everything beginning to come together in the bullpen, in particular next week, once everybody gets back and is healthy?
Yeah, I think so. You know, our bullpen at full strength is a pretty good one. And, you know, that can help us shorten some games for sure. You know, maybe the guys won't feel like they have to score as many runs. They don't have to worry about it too much, and they can just do what they do best and just hit. And, you know, we can help the starters out a little bit. So it's exciting to have everybody back. I hope that, you know, Zach is feeling good and ready to go soon.
It's got to be encouraging that the team really hasn't put it all together yet. I realize you had a really good start at 22-10, but so many players are not yet up to their potential, yet the team is still right there, right in the thick of it.
Yeah, we. I think we can be better. Absolutely. If you know, I think we can hit better. We can pitch better. Our defense can be better. It's. You're right. We haven't hit our stride, so that is exciting. The East is, in my opinion, the best division in baseball. Maybe not that top team, but 1 through 5. So, we're all just beating up on each other. So, there's going to be an opportunity there for somebody to pull away. So hopefully that can be us.
Well, maybe this will be the year you finally get to pitch and get that championship. But congratulations on the Gators, your alma mater, World Series champions at college. Very happy for you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back at Sky Dome at Rogers Center. And tonight in the loss column, Blue Jays come back and win this one by a score of 4-0. I'll tell you what, Jim, Orioles offensively tonight, not a whole lot to talk about. But, hey, Marcus Stroman, I thought tonight was pretty good. He was dominant. He was in command. In fact, when he gave up his final hit, another single in the eighth inning, he had retired 17 of his last 19 batters. So, yeah, he was in command.
Yeah, and you could argue that Estrada is the ace of the staff, but I really believe it is Stroman because of his ability. Now, he has lost four games, and he had lost the last two because he was wild in the strike zone in his last two starts. But you could tell early on, when he gave up that bloop single leading off the game with Smith single, he came right back and got Machado on a double play. And just like that, no one on base for the Orioles. But he kept minimizing the innings, and that's how you go deep in games. Three-batter first inning, four-batter second inning, four-batter third inning, three up, three down in the fourth. He had a four-batter fifth inning, three up, three down in the sixth. I mean, when you can pitch like that, be that consistent, there's no pressure on you, and that's what hitting is all about. It's trying to make those high-anxiety innings for the opposition, and he had none, really, on the night. He probably could have finished the eighth, but with two men down, Jock Gibbons went to a rested bullpen.
Well, little did we know tonight that when Bautista hit that leadoff home run against Wade Miley in the first inning, that that would be all the Blue Jays would need. I mean, Wade Miley, Jim, is, you know, kind of hanging around the first three innings. He was okay, losing 1-0. And then all of a sudden, fourth inning, he had to throw 34 pitches.
Yeah, eight men came to bat, and it all got started with a leadoff home run by Smoke, so it was 2-0. But again, the walks in this game, he ended up walking four. But a walk in the fourth inning hurt him because he got ahead of Kendrys Morales 1-2, and he walked him. Then after a strikeout, a base hit, then another base hit, the bases are loaded. He got the second out, but Bautista's hard smash to short was hit so hard that Yanish had to go down and field it, try to get the force at second base. His flip was late, and then Jonathan tried to make something happen to get the final out, fired to first for an error. So what was a one-run inning became a three-run inning, and it was that walk that set it up because if not for that, the two hits that followed, there would have been nobody on third base.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's been putting himself in position to lose games by allowing the other team to have that big inning. It really has been a tough year for Wade, keeping the other team from having that big inning.
Yeah, well, the Orioles tonight, again, offensively, with Stroman and the Blue Jay bullpen. I mean, Roberto Osuna came in, and he ended the game with three consecutive strikeouts. Orioles had just five singles in the entire game. Only once in the game to get a base runner as far as second base. Bobby Dickerson never saw a base runner at third base. And, Jim, I've noticed this season, the Orioles have gone the entire season so far this year, and they have yet to win a game in which they have been shut out.
Yeah, I happen to notice
that. Have you noticed that?
I was looking over some numbers last night at the hotel, and I noticed they've won four games when they've scored two runs or less.
Yeah.
Nine games, three runs or less. But they have won no games
when they've been shut out.
Yeah.
So you noticed it too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
And here's the other thing, looking ahead to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Alec Asher did a great job tonight.
Yes, he did.
Three scoreless innings. He allowed just one hit. Happened to be the first batter he faced. Then he got a double play to erase that base runner. But with Obado going tomorrow, where you need somebody to back him up behind him.
Are you talking shuttle?
Well, you just don't know. I mean, because obviously he's not going to be available tomorrow.
No, he's not.
So without Asher available, and he was so effective tonight, although Richard Blyer is well-rested, and we have seen that he can go multiple innings. But it's just something to think about going into tomorrow, because Obado has had a real tough time getting deep in games. And, you know, of his 10 starts, Joe, he has seven starts of less than six innings.
Yep.
And if he is knocked out early, it's going to be taxing on the bullpen. The Orioles don't have a day off now until the All-Star break. So one of these days a starter is going to have to pitch seven or eight innings.
Well, Buck likes a left-hander to back up a right-hand starter. So that would be Blyer. The only problem is the Blue Jays, with all the right-hand hitting they've got, that could be dangerous. So we'll just have to wait and see. Wade Miley tonight went to work, bottom of the first inning. Nothing. Bautista came up to hit. And, the way things turned out, the Blue Jays had an immediate lead. They never relinquished. Bautista in here, batting average just .237. 13 home runs. He's knocked in 35 runs. Last night had a couple of singles. And now fly ball, right field. Putting deep. Smith is backing up at the wall. He's going to jump up, and that ball is gone. That ball barely gets out, but it does get out. Bautista, his 14th home run. It's a 1-0 Blue Jay lead. Meanwhile, Marcus Stroman got a big double play ball in the first, and he got him. Well, he did give up a two-out single in the second inning, but then Kim came up to hit. Stroman at the belt again and delivers. Changeup, got him looking. Strike three called. Real good pitch there. Caught the knees on the inside corner, and Stroman picks up his second strikeout. And the only changeup that Kim saw on the at-bat. In fact, it might have been the only one the entire inning. Pretty good pitch right there. Real good, good strikeout there. Then Miley gave up a single to get the second inning started, but then Tulowitzki came up to bat. So back-to-back fastballs. He got behind 3-0. And now Tulowitzki has taken two straight fastballs. Now, would Miley give him a third consecutive fastball? We're going to find out. And here it comes. He does. A little ground ball to Scope. Could be two. Yanish has one, and Mancini's got two. Little 4-6-3. How about that? He got behind 3-0, and then on three consecutive fastballs, he gets a big double play ball. And then Miley in the third had a couple of walks, but he also got another double play ball, so he was kind of hanging in. And losing 1-0 until the bottom of the fourth inning when Mr. Smoke came up to lead off.
Smoke swings and it's a high fly ball at center field, and that ball is crushed, and that ball is gone. It gets into the batter's eye in center field, so another solo home run as Justin Smoke hits his 21st, and it's 2-0 Blue Jays in the fourth.
And after that, Morales got a base on balls. After Tulowitzki struck out, Pierce came up, he singled, and then Pilar, he singled. Blue Jays had the bases loaded. After Barney flied out, there were two outs. Bautista came up to hit, and that's when, some strange things occurred.
And the 3-1 is swung on and ripped toward short. Yanish goes down to get it, flips to second base. Safe is the call. Back to first, not in time. And two runs are going to score. Scoring from third is Morales, and right behind him is Pierce, who kept on running with two men down. Yanish nearly saved the day, but his throw to second base was late. And hustling in was Pilar, who ends up at third. And Bautista safe at first. Two runs come in. It's a 4-1 game.
And by then, as we learned later, the Blue Jays had more than enough. It was about Stroman after that. Had a bunch of 1-2-3 innings, including the sixth.
Stroman deals, swinging a high pop-up. Shallow right again towards the line. Bautista in on it. He's there. And just before crossing in the foul ground, he makes the catch. And Marcus Stroman has a very quick 3-up, 3-down inning.
Yep, at that point, he had retired 12 out of 13 batters. I got two outs in the seventh. He gave up a single to Mancini, but then he went to work on Kim.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, swinging a bouncer towards third. Donaldson waits on it, plays the hop, and guns it across to get Kim, and that will end the inning. And Stroman is through seven shutout innings.
Yeah, at that point, 15 out of 17 batters. And I got the first two in the eighth inning. With two outs and the bases empty, Smith a single to knock Stroman out of the game. So he would leave 7 2/3 innings, no runs, five hits, a walk, eight strikeouts. Danny Barnes, a right-hander, came out of the bullpen. He walked Machado, but then he went to work on Scope. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck, came out. Fastball, 93. Big strikeout. Not the first time tonight. Orioles had a base runner as far as second base, and he dies out there. They leave two. Leave two. Ninth inning, Roberto Osuna came on to get the final three outs, and he did that very impressively. So here we go. Speaking of no chance, with Mancini, you always got a chance. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball. Not that time. Ball game over. Osuna comes in. He strikes out the side. Orioles here tonight in the loss column in Toronto. And tonight they get shut out. And only once in the entire game tonight did they even get a base runner as far as second base. And Jim Hunter, he's got Buck Showalter when we continue with our postgame show right after this.
Jim Hunter at Rogers Center, where the Blue Jays shut out the Orioles 4-0 behind a fabulous outing by Marcus Stroman. 7 2/3 scoreless innings. Barnes got an out, and then Osuna a 3-up, 3-down ninth inning. And the Jays get even in the series, setting up a rubber game here tomorrow afternoon, the finale of this six-game road trip. Time to hear for the skipper now. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments, Buck Showalter with Gary Thorne.
Buck, I saw a really good young pitcher out there. Just the Orioles couldn't find a way to get to him.
Yeah, they pitched a lot better than we did. You know, Wade really should have given up two runs. You know, with four walks, are still an issue. But, you know, he gave us a good chance. Ash was real good tonight, which gives us a chance to be on our feet tomorrow. But, you know, it's one of your tip-your-hat nights, but you'd still like to see us try to put up a little bit more of a battle there.
Is there anything you saw that could have been done on the at-bats against him tonight maybe that would have worked?
Well, there's, you know, it seemed like, you know, it's pretty liberal strike zone on both sides. And, you know, you got a guy with good stuff. You know, he was working the bottom of the zone most of the night. And, you know, their catcher does a real good job. He's one of the better catchers in the league. And teams, these two teams know each other so well that if there's, you know, there's one thing to have a weakness, another thing to be able to exploit it with getting the pitches where you need to get them.
You mentioned Asher. He's really is turning into what you need out of that bullpen long-wise, huh?
Yeah, he's, you know, that it's a role that he was real good at, and we took him out of it for a while to see if we could get maybe him and Yovaldo going a little bit. But, you know, it's a role that every club needs, because American League, you're going to have those situations.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about, I was kind of surprised the number of starts made by Smith in right field. I hadn't realized he's kind of become the right fielder for you here this year.
Well, you know, we use everybody. We'll have a different couple guys out there tomorrow with hat pitching, but, you know, he's played okay for us out there. It just, you know, you look up there and he's hitting close to 300, then he gets some 250-ish. You know, with his track record, you know more than likely what you're going to get out of him over the course of the season. Maybe a little better this year.
All right. Skip, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, so post-game comments from Buck Showalter, and Alec Asher did do a real good job tonight with three scoreless innings, saving the rest of the relievers for tomorrow night.